Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often should I forgive him? As many as seven times. Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. So now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgive you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he paid him back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each one of you forgives your brother and your sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Now we must be honest with ourselves, and that is something we all find very difficult to do. We all have great difficulty, I think, when it comes to forgiveness. And of course, Peter this morning in the Gospel, he began off on the totally wrong foot, so to speak, when he said to Jesus, how often should I forgive my brother or sister? There's no limit to the number of times we must be willing to forgive. Now, even though we have said it many times before, forgiveness doesn't mean you forget. You can't wipe out your memory just like that. So if somebody wrongs you, does something seriously hurts you in a serious way, of course you can't forget. but you can forgive. And that's important to remember, that. And not to go around bearing resentment and bitterness in your heart. That's not going to get you anywhere. And you suffer more than the person who has offended you. And you allow them to live rent-free in your mind. Now, that's absolutely ridiculous. And so many of us, we allow people to live rent-free in our minds. In other words, we're carrying them around, we're giving them a power over us that they're not entitled to. That is nonsensical. And that's why Jesus said in the Gospel this morning, we must be willing to forgive time and time and time again. And of course, it's very important when we come to pray rather than say the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our what? Our trespasses. How? As we forgive those who trespass against us. And there is no limit to God's forgiveness, so we can't put a limit on our forgiveness. And the best way of thanking God for the many, 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 many times in our lives that He has forgiven us is by willing to forgive those who offend us. And so we pray.